there is a lovely good news story. I saw a great story and heard it on the news at 9 o'clock this morning. The story of an 8-year-old girl who came to the assistance of her pregnant mum. Her mum, Leah, is her name, and her mum's name is Emma. And Mammy went into labour 2 weeks early, right? They live in an apartment block. And, of course, Leah and Dad Jonah had to kick into action. But, you know, it was a great story. Emma is joining me by phone just to see how she's getting on. Emma, good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Never mind me. How are you?
We're great all together. We can't complain now.
Just recall exactly what happened. Where are you living, incidentally? Somewhere in Ballincollig, I believe, is it?
Yeah, we're based in Ballincollig.
And baby arrived early.
Yeah, so I suppose she was due kind of the beginning of April, and we were kind of anxious, I suppose, with the things that are going on at the moment, for her to maybe come a bit earlier, because I suppose with all the uncertainty and restrictions in the CUMH and everything, we were kind of thinking the sooner the better. But I suppose little did we know that she would come early, first of all, but then give us such a surprise that she wasn't going to give us any time to make it to the hospital on top of it. So
your waters broke then, right? On the third floor of the apartment building?
Yeah, during my sleep at 7 in the morning, my waters broke. So I woke up, and I suppose psychologically I had decided to try and labour as long as I could at home, because at the time the recommendation that was going out was that Dad couldn't come into the hospital until kind of the latter ends of the labour. So I was kind of thinking in my head, look, try and stay at home as long as you can so that you're not going to be going into the hospital on your own, you know.
He could go in for the pushing, but that was all of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's from what I gathered, that was it. So I was kind of thinking, look, try and get as far as you can at home so that the two of us then could go in together.
Yeah.
I suppose for the whole pregnancy, we were together, you know, as a team. So it would have been nice to finish it out together.
But events overtook you, did they?
Completely, yeah. So I had all these preparations, you know, that I'd take a shower and I'd, you know, get straight my hair and, you know, try and get myself as ready as possible at home. But that obviously didn't occur. So, yeah, my waters went at 7. And I suppose by the time we got my little girl Leah up out of bed and kind of was preparing her to leave and us go to the hospital, I suppose we got to the front door to leave and we had to do a U-turn basically and go back because the baby had other ideas.
You see, like if that was me now on the third floor of an apartment building, you go into labour, waters break and you start pushing and I'd be out the front door and running for the hills. Like, I really would.
I know. Well, I suppose we were naive, you know, with second baby as well, but I was kind of thinking, you know, there's no rush. Like the pain was quite bad when the waters broke and I was going, God, how am I going to do, you know, a good few hours of this, you know, throughout the day. So I suppose there was a bit of naivety too, but I suppose just in these times, you're second guessing everything, you know.
I know, absolutely. So Jonah, your partner, kicked into action and so did Leo. What happened next?
Yeah, so basically I had to turn back and go back into the house. Number one, because there was a contraction coming and I didn't want to be making noise, first of all, the neighbours. And I told Jonah that I had the urge to push. So first of all, he rang the midwife who we were due to meet in the hospital to explain what was going on. So she basically told him that he was going to need to deliver the baby. So he kicked into action from that side. And then my little girl, Leah, who's 8, was on the lookout for the ambulance after the baby arrived then.
So she was running up and down the stairs. She flagged the ambulance. There was a passcode for them to get into the building and everything. So she really was, she was the scout, wasn't she?
Completely. And I mean, so important as well, because as you know, we're on the third floor of the complex. So even for the ambulance to find out, you know, where the apartment was and everything, she kind of fast forwarded all that by giving them the assistance and the details that they needed.
And was baby Ali born at home or in an ambulance or where?
So she was delivered by Jonah on Leah's bed, because that was the first room we made. So she was born surrounded by Leah. Leah's next to me here now, surrounded by Leah's cuddly toys. Her pugs. She had the pug obsession. So Ali was born in a nice, child-friendly environment.
Were you worried or panicky, or were you calm about it all? And was Jonah worried, panicky, or calm about it all?
You know what? It's weird. I suppose it happened so quickly. Like, the waters went at 7 o'clock, and Ali was born at 8:20. So between
40 minutes.
Yeah. So there wasn't much time to think, and for me, it was just okay. This is happening. You know, I'm just listening to my body, and the baby is coming. But to be fair, Jonah played a blinder. I mean, he was so calm. I don't know how.
We're all talking about you and Leah, but we're forgetting about Jonah, who actually delivered the baby, in fairness to him.
You know what?
With the midwife on the other end of the phone, was it?
Yeah, so she was giving him step-by-step information about what should be happening and kind of instructions to give me. So he was then kind of giving that instruction then to me during it. And he really kept me calm then as well during it. And I suppose we keep looking back and going, how the hell do we do it? You know, it's really surreal. But
isn't it, though? I mean, there's a lot involved in it. I don't have to go into the details of what's involved in it, but it's just not a case of holding your hand and say, push. There's a lot more involved in that, in fairness to him. And come here, is Leah there?
She is?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Leah.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Just wanted to say well done. You played a blinder. Well done.
Thank you.
You really kicked into action, yourself and Dad. Fair play to you. You're very excited about a new sister?
Yeah. I was hoping it would be a girl, but I thought it would be a boy.
But it was a girl. So are you happy with that?
Yeah.
And tell me, how were you feeling when all this was going on?
Well, I felt different feelings at times. Like, sometimes I was scared, and sometimes I was crying, and sometimes I was excited, and that sort of stuff.
Well, I think you were incredibly brave. You know that?
Thank you.
And you'll have a great story to tell your little sister when she grows up.
Yeah, I say she liked the story and be very proud of it.
Yeah. So you were running up and down the stairs, keeping an eye out for the ambulance, and you were also trying to keep Mammy calm and telling her that everything would be all right. Isn't that it?
Well, I was standing out on, there's like a walk thing, and then there's like a stairs that's on the wood.
Yeah.
So I walked, but then I was looking over the banister for the ambulance. And when I saw them, I went down because they weren't coming in.
And what did you say to the ambulance when they arrived, the people, the paramedics?
Well, I told them about that the baby was already born and what time it was the baby was born at and all that.
And that your dad and that your daddy delivered the baby with your help. I'd say they were very impressed when they heard that. What did they say to you then?
They were very proud of me as well.
Yeah, you're only 8 years old, like, in fairness to you. They were very proud of you, and so are all the rest of us. So listen, you'll have lots to do now in the coming days and weeks, even though you're stuck at home, yeah? Minding your sister.
Yeah, I changed a lot in nappies and...
You really are very, as we say, hands-on. And I heard you went to bed early last night so you could be up to talk to me. Is that right?
Well, I tried.
You're very kind. Listen, you're so kind. I'd love to send you a little gift if you don't mind. You know, Leah, have you ever heard of Roosters Piri Piri? They do beautiful takeout food. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I want to get your postal address there in a little while because I want to send you out a gift voucher and then Daddy can drive to Roosters and get some beautiful chicken, all right? Gorgeous chicken and maybe some hamburgers, beef burgers, and lots of fries and salads and things. And you can have a big party at home. And we'll also get some... Do you like cheesecake?
Yes.
Me too. We're going to get you some cheesecake. You can have a big party for you, for Mammy, for Daddy, and also for little baby Ali. How about that?
Thank you so much.
So that's something to look forward to, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Will you give Ali a kiss? Will you give Ali a kiss for us and Mammy and Daddy a hug for us, all right?
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later.